This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Go to Country City. Is there such a place?
It's a hoedown.
It's a hoedown. Getting ready for a celebration of Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving of 2017, the 22nd of November. How many people go back to the Kennedy era? Is there any mention of that anywhere today? I haven't seen one word about it anywhere. And yet it was something that shocked the country, shook us to our roots, and still when you talk about it, or still when you see some television replay of his life or what happened on that day, people are amazed. And then to send out, was it last month, the so-called the Kennedy Papers or whatever they call them, the rework, all of the government, thousands, 30,000 pages of things investigating what happened to Kennedy, and it was all a big hoax.
Wait, today was the day he was shot?
November 22nd.
Kind of burying the lead. I didn't know what you were talking about.
My dad's birthday today, by the way.
Happy birthday,
Dad. Happy birthday.
All right, let's call him up. Wake him up. You get his number, Kara.
I think he's probably always awake. I don't think he sleeps.
He might be asleep. He might be awake. He might be sleeping. He's getting a physical in the morning.
Why would we do that to him on his birthday? Isn't this the one day we should try and let him sleep?
No. Today's his birthday. Let's go get him. It's Blackout Wednesday also. Biggest drinking night of the year. Why?
It is. People, you know what? When I was young and hip, which was just like last week, this was the day that we always went out because no one had to work on Thursday. We always went out, like, for drinks and dancing on Wednesday. Did you guys go out? Oh, yeah. I'd, like, I go clubbing.
Really?
It's the biggest bar night for sure. Yeah. I mean, everybody's back in their hometown. It's probably, like, the night that you run into your old high school crushes. Yeah. I mean, it's you always used to be a fun night for sure.
Huh. I might be an anomaly.
My friend Tina and I, we would go with her husband, by the way. It would be Tina, Sean, and Jen, the third wheel. We'd go to Moose McGillicuddy's. Yeah, we used to have so much fun, yes.
Really? Moose McGillicuddy's. Where was Moose McGillicuddy's
place? Pasadena.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was fun. I'd run into, and you're right, Victoria, you'd run into people from your grade school,
Am I the only one who never wants to go out to a bar in my hometown? I don't want to run into any of those people.
Do you go home to your parents' house tonight?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, not tonight. I don't go out because ever since after college, I've always had to work on Thanksgiving. So I don't know. I've never gone out on a Wednesday Thanksgiving.
You're doing all right then. Keeping it up.
What about when you were in college? Because it's also a big college night, too. You know, you're home. When you go home from college,
saying is I would go back to my parents. But the bars in Glen Burnie are like the ones that I kind of think of as like old guys or middle-aged guys going to like get away from their families to hang out. So I have actually never, and there's like not that many, there's only a few. I've never been to a bar in my hometown,
listening to your story.
I know, right?
Victoria, we're the wild ones on this program. I know. Jen and I are like also the norm in this. Like the rest of this is, they sell more booze tonight than they do on New Year's Eve in America.
I don't go out or have fun, just not in my hometown.
Okay.
Sorry, Glen Burnie.
What is there about being drunk that's fun?
Oh, geez. We don't have enough time.
Well, remember when you drank that slushy drink? Remember that peppermint slushy drink you drank at my house? Was that fun?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. I was silly. But I've never been to a bar for anything like you've just described in my life.
You and Kara are definitely in an odd boat. It's a party of two in your boat.
So was I dreaming this, or did we talk about this on the air the other day, or did I see something about how much time people spend in bars, what it does to their productivity, and did we have that conversation?
Clearly, if you're spending all day long in a bar, your productivity is...
No, but nights and the productivity...
I'm not advocating for
that. Oh, I know what it was. It was something to do... There was a sketchy conversation about all of this philandering and the sexual harassment, that sort of thing, and the discussion sort of tweedened off, if you'll pardon the pun, into, there's a new word, I just...
Leanne tweedened off?
Tweedened off, yes. To a discussion of productivity and why people go out on certain nights and get drunk, and then they pretend to be okay when they come to work the next day. And it was, you know what it is? It's the newspaper business. I think of the broadcast business. I'm just trying to remember where this contextually took place in my mind.
Is it because Rich didn't want to come in because he was going to a concert, and it's because he has a wild time at concerts? And I think...
No, it wasn't that.
He was talking with Victoria about the times that they've had to come into work when they're a little under the weather.
Yeah, he did it early on.
Do a lot of people do that? See, you guys are making it sound like I have a sad life because I don't go out the night before Thanksgiving. I go out with friends all the time. I went out multiple times over the weekend, but I don't normally go out during the week. Do a lot of people go out during the week and get drunk?
Yeah, none of us can. I mean, we're up so much earlier than everybody else. I mean, back in the day when I was, you know, doing like a 9 to 5, that was easier.
Huh, you poor thing. All right. I just, whatever it is, the lack of productivity that happens as a result of alcohol is an amazing reality. And one wonders why. Why is it that you have to numb yourself with it? Yeah, once in a while, but there's some of these people that do this stuff every night, do it all the time.
Well, that's someone with a problem, though. Like, that's not the norm. I mean, I think that we're talking about, like, once a year, the night before Thanksgiving, when people can sleep in, and if you wake up a little hungover, it's okay. You know, like, that's normal.
It was the night before Thanksgiving, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, including a drunk.
I don't think that's just an alcohol thing either. I think if you're the kind of person who goes out and gets drunk multiple nights a week during the week, then you're going to be unproductive regardless. If you're not drinking, you're going to find something else to do. It's obviously deeper than that, and it's about trying to, I don't know, numb something
or run from your life.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's an alcoholic, or that's someone who has drug issues, or that's someone who's got gambling issues. You know, I feel like that's more of an addictive personality thing.
This started out as such a fun conversation, going out on Thanksgiving. Sorry, guys,
it's my fault.
No, but I have to. I mean, for Doug, because like for most 20-somethings, so think back to when you were 20. I mean, for most 20s, their social scene includes going out for drinks or going to a nightclub or whatever it might be. When you were in your 20s, what were you married already? I mean, what
married,
were you
married? Take care of kids.
But you didn't have your kids till you were 27.
I had my first. Brendan was born when I was 27. Megan was born when I was 24.
Oh, okay. So you did have her earlier. I thought for some reason you were 27, like my parents.
No,
okay,
I was 27
so you really
when
were.
Brendan.
So you were home and married and taking care of kids. So you missed out on that scene, which maybe...
I don't think I missed out on anything. I don't feel
well,
like
no,
I
no, but I mean, you missed out on what we're talking about here. We're in your 20s.
Yes.
A lot of your social scene
I have
revolves
nothing to
around
add to the
going
conversation.
Places. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is okay because I don't feel like I'm.
Didn't you drink a beer at a football game in college?
The only time I've ever had a bottle of beer
or
a
frat
doing
party or something.
Nope, afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati, and interestingly enough, it was the day before Thanksgiving. The guy from the AAA came down to be on my program, and he brought a 6-pack of beer. He wanted me to drink the whole 6-pack so that I could demonstrate on the air what it was like to drink 6 beers and then go drive.
What a dumb thing.
Oh, that seems like a smart thing to do.
So I drank not even one bottle of beer, and the
He's
producer...
like, never mind, I was just kidding.
Well, I was pretty silly, and I remember him measuring my alcohol level, and there's a lot of things that were demonstrative. I did a lot of that kind of radio at that station. It was like community active stuff. The things that I would do would hopefully benefit people by me demonstrating what happens if you do this, or what happens when you go there. I was all over the place in that town. But it was the day before Thanksgiving. I do remember that. And uh, it was I think beer tastes. I did have a little. We used to have 3-2 beer at Wymie's Pub in Tiffin, where I went to school at Heidelberg. And I used to think the stuff tastes like salt water. I could never understand. It was just
Well, to be fair, most beers, I think, in college towns that you would get are not really representative of other beers that are out there.
This is another weird question that came up for me. My mom was talking about 3-2 beer the other day, Doug.
I have no idea
because
what that is.
When she was in Colorado, she used to go to like places when she was 18 that would have 3-2 beer. Apparently, if you were under 21 but over 18 or 19, you could drink beer, but it had to be 3-2 beer, which was 3.2% alcohol.
That's why it tastes like salt water.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something that's a generational thing because I think people that are our age, Victoria. Well, I like to say that I'm Kara's age, but I'm not. But that's kind of lost on us.
I don't think anyone under 65 knows what that is.
3-2 beer.
I've never heard of that at all.
Excuse me. What?
You drank 3-2 beer.
Nobody under 65 knows what 3-2 beer is.
Right, because when did the law change that it had to be 21 for the drinking age? That's what Jen's saying. So when it changed from 18 to 21, then no one knows what 3-2 beer is. What's the point of drinking it?
Although the reason that my mom and I were even having that conversation is I was reading to her some of the headlines. I was putting together some of my show prep, and Wisconsin is looking at changing their drinking age from 21 to 19. And so she goes, "Oh, well, they should 3-2 beer." She's telling me the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Good. Your mother and I have lots in common.
Yes. Well, and
being married to your father.
Well, other than being married to my father, and
sometimes I feel like when I'm with your father, then I'm married to him, actually.
And that's what a lot of people feel like. But like you, my mom is not a big alcohol person because her mother was an alcoholic, and her sister, too. I mean, that's why I get kind of freaked out when it's like, whoa, I had too much. I don't want, you know, that's always in my brain because my family is, that runs in my family. So I think that's natural.
It's a genetic thing. There's the disposition to drink has been proven to be a genetic thing in part, not the whole, but there's it's a sugar thing, by the way, because alcohol, and that's a good lesson in this for a lot of people, including me, because of what I like in terms of ice cream and cake and that sort of thing, and the sugar stuff, it's sort of a sugar high that I get. It is related somewhat to alcohol, because alcohol is sugar. That's why people drink it the way they do, because it has so much sugar in it, carbohydrates. People who drink a lot are fat, and they put on weight, and that's one of the things. If I were someone, it may have been that it just got readjusted for me. Interesting. I was thinking about this. I don't think I've ever thought about it quite this way before. But in terms of drinking, I'm not at all a drinker. And if I were, I would probably be a drunk.
It's wise for you to avoid it. And it's responsible too. But it is true though. I mean, you know, I have a friend who's been in AA, I don't know, maybe 6 years now, and he's constantly craving sugar.
Yep.
And it's like every meeting he's eating donuts. Yeah. Like he swings by Dunkin'
Donuts.
That's
what they have at the meetings.
Yeah, because alcoholics always crave sugar. So
it's an addiction. Alcohol and sugar go together.
Yeah.
Kind of like love and marriage.
Oh, boy. Well, this was a really fun segment.
I don't know how this was. We can definitely
have
been like nobody's
19 past the hour, 20 after the hour, actually.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen. Our business could use a new laptop, and Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Limit one.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This was one of those predictable things since over the weekend David Cassidy was admitted to the hospital suffering from organ failure, and it got him. It's pretty obvious it was going to. So the confirmation came early today that the announcement was made of the passing of David Cassidy at 67. David was surrounded by the people and his family. His daughter, who had been estranged, apparently showed up at the hospital as well. He'd been in and out of the hospital for quite a while, I think. And they put him in a coma, didn't they? Kidneys and liver failed.
Yeah, I think so. Everything was shutting down.
So how many people... All right, we go back to that discussion that we were just having about our ages and that sort of thing. Who remembers fondly the Partridge Family here? Am I caught in a generational gap? Because, Jennifer, you're probably too young for the Partridge Family, aren't you?
I never watched the Partridge Family. I always watched the Brady Bunch in reruns, but I never saw the Partridge Family until maybe I've seen maybe one or two episodes, and that's because Danny Bonaducci was a radio personality in Southern California, and so when it would be on TV, it caught my attention because of him, but I can't tell you I've seen more than two episodes.
And, you know, the only reason it's really on my radar is because, I don't know, it must have been 10 years ago or something, Teddy Geiger, who's a singer, was on the show where they were trying to basically like remake the Partridge Family. I don't know if you ever watched that. I don't think it was that big of a show, but I always would like sit down and watch it with my family.
I know my mom really liked him.
Don't laugh at me, Jen.
My mom was
a big fan of the Partridge Family, okay?
I think my mom was a David Cassidy fan. I don't know if it was the Partridge Family so much. I've never seen a full episode of it. I know it was on reruns for a while, but I can't really say I've seen it.
He was married to Kay Lenz for some reason or other. She was a big television star in the 60s and 70s, and I didn't realize that the two of them were married.
I didn't realize he had such a big problem. You know, Danny Bonaducci got a lot of attention for his problems with drugs, but obviously there must have been something here. I mean, he was only 67 years old, and his liver failed on him. Right. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. His father was Jack.
He needed a liver transplant, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Didn't get in line fast enough. His father was Jack Cassidy, who was sort of one of those matinee idols as far as stars are concerned. He came from a television and acting family, and he had, what, one, two, three brothers, I think, Ryan, Patrick, and Sean, all part of the Partridge family. His daughter was Katie, the one that didn't have much to do with him, right? Isn't that who the one is?
She apparently did have, yes, they had, she wasn't raised by him. Her mother had sort of a brief affair with him. They had, in and out, they had relationships. I remember when he was on The Celebrity Apprentice, she was filming Gossip Girl, and she showed up with a check for one of the charities. So they had a relationship kind of in and out, but I think his substance abuse kind of pushed her away. But apparently, at the last minute, she did go to his bedside before he died.
Yeah. So his mother on the show was another big actress, and I now, for the life of me, cannot remember what her name is.
Oh, Shirley
Jones. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's very good, Jennifer. Yeah.
Didn't they have a thing?
No, father
had a thing. Greg Brady. That was Greg Brady and Mrs. Brady.
Okay.
Allegedly.
But he was, Jack Cassidy did marry, I think he was married to her. I think she became a stepmother, if I remember correctly. All right, so, anyway, lots of gossip and sadness because it's one of these...
Those icons.
I mean, when you think about all the people who love this bunch. And he was one of the really first successful bubblegum singers. And they had their own record label, Partridge Family Record Label. Lots of bubblegum music came out of that mouth. 28 after the hour.
Put the onus on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, when our communication doesn't go the way we planned, we have a tendency to blame the misunderstanding or miscommunication on others. But the problem with doing that is this. We cannot control others. We can only control ourselves. So if we put the onus for clear communication on others, well, then the whole thing is out of our hands. But if we shoulder the complete responsibility for doing everything we can to communicate clearly, then we can accurately evaluate whether or not there's anything we can do differently or if there's any way for us to improve. We cannot change others, but we can change ourselves. So try putting the onus of responsibility for your communication on you, and you might just be surprised at how astoundingly transformative that can be. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who all's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's a godless country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles. While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Friday only, save up to 50% on select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save 50% on a regularly priced item under $30. So save big on Black Friday all day long at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 24th, limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members. Only at participating stores.
That's what we all need. Hello, welcome to Studio Center and the center of the broadcasting universe. Sounds like my ego is getting out of control like Limbaugh. What does he say? His one hand hiding behind his back.
I happily don't know what he says.
Oh.
He's one of the great ones of radio.
Icon.
Yeah.
You should know what's going on with him.
No, I have no interest in that at all.
That really sounds arrogant.
No, it doesn't. This is my preference. It's my choice.
I don't have any interest in him either. I know, but it's the way. I don't like listening to him either because it's the same old stuff, but it doesn't.
I don't think that's good radio. That's my opinion professionally. I don't think that's good radio at all.
I probably shouldn't admit to this. I listen to very little talk radio because...
What? I don't listen to any talk radio.
So,
except
what?
I don't. I never like talk radio.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you're the anomaly, Jen.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer's good. When I'm in Los Angeles, as soon as I get off the air at her company studio and I'm in my car driving back to the house, I put on...
I would listen to Jen if I was in L.A.
870 KRLA and listen to her. Best.
Thanks, Dougie.
The guy she's on the air with doesn't... okay, keep quiet. Let's keep going here.
Thank you for listening. We'll just leave it at that.
All right. So people in the news. Person number one is Harrison Ford, who was involved in the crash. This was not a crash of an airplane, though, this time. At least he didn't have to deal with climbing out of the cockpit He was apparently a witness to an accident. Woman lost control of her car, plunged down an embankment. The actor pulled his car over and jumped into the rescue effort. He and other drivers on State Route 126, which is in Santa Paula. I'm trying to fix that in my mind, Jennifer. Where's Santa Paula? Is that mid-state?
No, actually, we've sent you that way before. Remember, okay, so you take the 5 freeway north, past Valencia, past Magic Mountain, and then you get on the 126, which takes you through Santa Paula. There's a honey tasting room. It's great. And then you end up, it connects you to the 101, which would take you up to Santa Barbara. And we've talked about it. I said that's where you should get a farm.
He's got a ranch. That must be where his ranch is, up there.
Yeah, and probably it's near Ojai.
Yeah, okay.
Remember, and that, I told you that's where you should look when you were saying, oh, I'm going to move to Southern California. That's where you should look.
Yeah.
Every single time you guys talk about California, it is just that skit from SNL, the Californians, where the whole skit is them talking about how they got somewhere and what roads, and it's the 101 to the 105 to the 10. Yeah.
Like, that's real. That's so real.
That? It's so
that
real.
That was Johnny Carson started that in the late 1960s. Or no, it was when he moved to California, which was the mid-70s, when they took the program to California. And he started trying to figure out how to drive around in California. So he'd have this amazing spaghetti map on, and he'd have his tea time lady with him. And it was hysterical how he would point with one of those pointers you'd use in class to this roadway and that roadway and how you get from here to there by going to Sepulveda Pass. And it was hysterical. And that was before I knew anything really about California roads as well. So
now it sounds like you know a lot.
I do know a lot, and I enjoy. It's fun. If you're not in traffic, it's fun to drive in California. If you go up there, all I can think of...
If you can actually find a time when there's no traffic,
you go up to PCH. In the middle of the day, going to the PCH, you go up Pacific Palisades and up to Malibu and up that way, and you turn on the Beach Boys. Wow. What a great time. It really is.
Are you in a convertible in this little dream, too?
I was once. I had a CD, had a Beach Boys CD, and I was going away for a weekend with a friend, and it was one of the most fabulous memories that I have, frankly. A lot of fun. Anyway,
you know, look at my Twitter page if you want to know about traffic in L.A. because of the Thanksgiving break. Yes. We talk about our Twitter all the time, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at DJ V Show. This picture that ABC News put out of the traffic yesterday, trying to get home from work, I looked up L.A. traffic because it took me even longer than usual to get home.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. Everybody was on the road trying to escape early. And the picture, it's all red lights. It's like an ocean
of
red.
It's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like a Christmas tree or something. Like, it looks like a Christmas decoration, but it's
not
just
many green lights, mostly red.
I had this discussion with someone at the gym yesterday, and she was talking about going to work today, and she was like, luckily, I get out at, like, noon or 1, and I was like, great, everyone's going to get out in the middle of the day today, so when I leave, which is normally earlier than everyone else, I'm going to get stuck in rush hour traffic at 1, 2 o'clock. Yeah. Super excited.
Yeah, yesterday was a horrible day. I've stayed off. I was actually bailing hay until dark last night. And the field that I was in was right next to the Mass Pike. And the intersection of the Mass Pike and 495, which are two huge roadways in Massachusetts. And I was looking down, and the traffic was just like a parking lot. There was neither, at the intersection, neither roadway was moving. And this was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, 3:30, 4 o'clock. It's just amazing how many people get on the road and are going, and the time it takes to do it. But it's worth it if you're going to see loved ones and have a great day on the morrow. Tomorrow we'll be here, by the way. Traditional Thanksgiving.
On the morrow.
That's what's wrong with that? Why do you find
cute.
That?
That's funny.
Why? What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Good morrow, sir.
Good morrow.
All right. Ready for another person in the news? Meghan Markle.
She and Gwen Stefani.
She and Gwen Stefani are on my hit list.
So there have been people studying Meghan Markle's family tree, and it appears her ancestors not only knew Prince Harry's ancestors, but he was beheaded. One of them was beheaded by him as well. back in the era.
Yeah, but they're still getting married. You guys heard the story, right?
Henry
She's
is,
moving
right.
in, right? She's moving.
They're getting married this summer. That's one of the taboos. Yeah,
they're going to live in sin between now and then.
Yes,
the queen's going to allow that. Wow.
I was surprised by that, but they said she's moving right into where whatever house he lives in. I guess it's something on the grounds where Kensington is, maybe.
So, of course, my angle on this is, what are they going to do with her character on Suits?
She's done.
She's done on Suits. So yep. What do they do with her?
They filmed the wedding scene, apparently, and then she left. That was it. That was the end of the season, and then that was it. So maybe they're just going to kill her off.
Yeah.
Dang, after the wedding?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Or maybe she dies during the wedding.
Ooh. Dies in childbirth. She's pregnant before they get married.
On the show?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
I don't watch the show. I don't know.
Anyway, it's a good show, actually. I find it quite a good show.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. Back to Henry VIII, when he was in charge of the Brits, there was a plot orchestrated by a man named Lord Hussey. What a great name for a guy who's a problem. Lord Hussey.
I knew of Lady
Sleaford.
Hussey. Yeah.
He was from Sleaford. What a great name for a guy named Hussey. Trying to overthrow the monarch. As a result, Henry VIII had him beheaded. And his wealth and land were taken away as well. Hussey, as it turned out, was a great, 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 great grandfather of Captain Christopher Hussey, who would later become a founding father of Nantucket. And some generations later, in Christopher's family tree arrives Thomas Markle. Markle is Meghan's father. Thomas married Doria Ragland. And Meghan was born in 1981.
So all I've heard here is that Meghan Markle's a Hussey, right?
Meghan Markle is in the Hussey family.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, apparently Harry took a brooch or something. Did you hear about that, Jen, that belonged to Diana? And he's having the stones taken out of the brooch to make a ring for Meghan.
Gosh. All right, here's
this makes our life seem so awful and boring.
A lady named Adele Rennie. We've been talking so much about all of the weirdness and sexual relationships. Listen to this. She's a female nurse who posed as a male doctor so she could con her patients into sending explicit photos of themselves to her. She changed her voice, used a host of aliases, trawled social media sites to find victims. Why? She's admitted to 18 separate charges of stalking women, sexual offenses, data protection breaches,
so she
perverting
found,
justice.
She found clients. So she said she was a doctor, and she found her clients on social media. What,
yes.
She just, like, messaged someone and say, hey, look, you look like you
look
have
sick.
An issue. Send me a picture of your rash. Like,
That's kind of what happened.
But it's
I think
so
you got
weird.
It.
Like, if you got a message from a doctor on social media that was not your doctor, would you respond to them or send them nude pictures? Like, I don't even understand how that happens.
There are a lot of weird people in the world, for sure.
Show me your rash.
I have to remember that. Show me your rash. All right. How about that's like show me your, well, that's what people say today. Show me your tattoo, which is basically just a man-made rash, isn't it?
I don't know if I would say that, but it's not contagious. So
there's a new highest-paid model in town, and it's not Gisele Bundchen-Bungalunga. She's been on the top spot in the modeling business for 15 years. She got aced by Kendall Jenner, who made $22 million. What in the world do people see in looking at either a skinny broad who doesn't have any shape or Kendall Jenner, who is just an annoying annoyance?
She's not annoying at all.
Really
Kendall's the best. Obviously, you don't know her,
obviously, you don't know her.
Also, I just want to say,
she's the best of that whole group.
People who are skinny still have, like, worth as people. I just want to...
I'm not suggesting they have worth as people, but why do people want to look at them modeling
something?
That's
what models look like. Talk to the fashion industry.
They have to look like a coat hanger for whatever reason.
The let's say she got deals with Adidas, Estee Lauder, and the E! Reality show, I guess, counts. They're plugging her clothing line. But she and Kylie have a clothing line? What is that all about?
And an accessory line. The one I can't stand is Kylie. I don't know. She just.
I know. I'm with you on that. I don't know.
She's 22 years old. She made $22 million.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
She got 85 million Instagram followers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world?
People love her. And I mean, she's beautiful. She takes beautiful pictures. And I'm actually happy for her. After the whole Pepsi thing that I don't think was her fault at all, I think she signed on with good intentions, and then it was just a flop of a commercial. So, good for her. Maybe we should all do a Pepsi commercial and we'll make $22 million.
Let's put all this in perspective. So, she made $22 million last year. Bunchkin Bunga made $17 million. Chrissy Teigen made $13 million. And the Hadid sisters, I'm also trying to figure them out. Gigi and Bella is on the list, and so is Ashley Graham. Thank heavens we got her at least in the top 10. And Carly, who's Carly Kloss?
Carly Kloss. She's been a model for a long time. She's a Victoria's Secret model. She's kind of famously Taylor Swift's bestie, and at one point was living in her apartment, too. But the interesting thing is her longtime boyfriend is Jared Kushner's brother, and they kind of are way on the left, so like they stay under the radar as far as the Kushner family goes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you're caught up on all the pop culture.
I'm caught up on all of the pop culture, and now it's time for me to catch you up on how to get somebody. If you're at the end of your rope with your job, you've had enough, you want a new job, you can do what the people who are looking, there are people looking for you. If you're good at your job and you can't stand your job, then put yourself into the ZipRecruiter.com class and post what your credits are, what your credibility is, what your strengths are. Yeah, it's called a resume, a CV. And then when ZipRecruiter grabs a hold of it to send it to somebody who's looking for someone who has the qualifications just like you, then you're going to be in Fat City. Cool stuff. ZipRecruiter is the place to go to list what your qualifications are. And for, well, you know, you put yourself up or out there, and ZipRecruiter with their technology is going to grab anything that appears anywhere and put it into their database. So if you are looking and you're very good at putting a resume together and you got a great resume, you're going to be all set. ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes, industries. I was looking through some of the names yesterday. Actually, one of the local newspapers is always posting jobs and this is one of the places that ZipRecruiter would grab. Any newspaper that has this information in it, they're grabbing that. Twitter hires using ZipRecruiter. Job.com. How about that? That's a pretty interesting name to have in your data bank. So, quality candidates, just one day. That's it. ZipRecruiter is, by every stretch of any imagination, the best way to hire. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Right. ZipRecruiter. Hire. Get the job. Get it done. ZipRecruiter, you can use it free. The service is free the first time by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
So there's always news from the world of technology, no matter what, and we have it interpreted by Victoria Keelan, and our Tech Talk segment is brought to you by the folks at TracFone. What a great idea. TracFone, TracFone. You want to be the total boss, like Victoria? She's the total boss. Get the best deal in wireless. I was going to say wireless. With Total Wireless, four lines on America's largest network, $25 a line for a month. That's pretty cool when you consider, right? I mean, that's what they're selling here, something that's very affordable. Learn more about it at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Lumber Liquidators is slashing prices on their most popular floors so you can get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals like 50% off Brazilian cherry waterproof wood look tile, 50% off Bellawood dark Caspian chestnut pre-finished hardwood, 32% off water resistant laminate like Tuscan fusion maple, plus more deals at your local store and special financing. The yellow and Black Friday flooring sale ends Tuesday. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com today.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, there's a turkey in the tank here, it would seem. if you are a user of Uber, maybe listen very carefully to the next few moments with Victoria going through this huge data breach.
Huge. 57 million people have been affected by this data breach that apparently Uber was hacked in 2016, but they just went public with this information yesterday, and they knew about it, too. So this is bad news all around. Now, they do have a new CEO. He started in August. He says that he actually only recently learned about the breach himself. He's trying to make this right. He said it affects 600,000 drivers. Uber drivers were affected by this as well. Their license numbers were stolen. When your driver's license number's stolen, that's a big deal too. So this affects the customers and the drivers. Uber, for whatever reason, did not alert victims or the regulators of the breach, and the new CEO is saying that the two of the individuals who led to who basically were behind this, who knew about the breach and covered it up, they both have been fired, and they apparently, they're not confirming this, but Bloomberg reported that Uber paid the two hackers $100,000 in ransom. And they claim that they have been assured that the stolen data was destroyed. Now, I don't know. I mean, is there honor amongst thieves? I don't know. I think if you're an Uber user, then once again, like we always say, make sure you are looking at your statements all the time on your credit card. Whatever card is hooked up to Uber, make sure you're constantly monitoring your credit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Marriott is working on a way to have you earn points. There are a lot of people, American Airlines, doing the same thing here. How does this work if you have an iPhone?
Yeah, well, this is some good news, actually. If you are a Marriott member or a rewards member, or even if you aren't, you can get a free account, and they're now letting you earn points towards a hotel stay by shopping at various places. You could buy anything at the Apple Store. You could go to Sephora and go shopping, and you actually earn points that really do add up to free nights at the hotel. This is one of the things that's different about this. It's called the Marriott More Program. A lot of rewards, people think they're building points, and then it turns out they really can't use the points the way they want. And so Marriott's really trying to lure in new customers, and it's a very transparent system. Apple, Best Buy, Nike, Saks Fifth Avenue, Net-a-Porter, which is an online retailer, Sephora, and Sunglass Hut are just a few of the 20 U.S. retailers that are participating. You earn 1 point for every dollar that you spend, and actually, if you sign up now, if you just want to start a Marriott Rewards More account, it is free, and you earn 1,000 points just for signing up. And so, certain places right now, through the shopping season, which starts pretty much today, you can earn some of them are even giving 6 points for every dollar you spend.
Yeah. American Airlines has the same sort of thing. It's pretty interesting. And by the way, there's a new site for celebrity pervs called Celebrity Perv Apology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.